You are listening to Architecture in Helsinki. If you don't know who I am, or he is, I'm Liam Eastbrier, and you're listening to CCCR Radio Podcasts. My guest is a student from a school that can be named for legal reasons, but we will be talking about a program giving children a healthy new look at food. So, Priya, what do you think about the kitchen garden program at your school?
Well, I think it's very a very good program. It's fun, it's educational, and it's a great skill to have in future life, to be able to garden and cook.
Really? Yeah, that sounds great. Well, next question. If you could still do the program, would you?
Yes, I would, because I would like to be more professional, like practice and practice and practice, and yeah.
Do you think the government should enforce this program in all schools?
No. If every other school has it in Victoria, we won't be able to be proud of having this amazing thing at our school. Nobody else would come to our school. They would go to their normal schools.
Isn't that a bit selfish, denying other kids the access to a healthy way of eating?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a good thing to have only one school in Victoria, and maybe a couple of schools could have it more.
Schools with some problem with healthy eating should have it.
Yeah.
And leave the rest out.
Yes.
So, onto the food topic. What do you like about the food you cook in the kitchen?
It comes from a wide range of countries, cuisines. You use lots of ingredients to find in normal supermarkets. But it would be better if you could have higher quality food.
So, where get your supply of food from?
From the supermarket. We mostly supplied by Hobrad, our very good partners.
Yep. So you're saying that you can't afford to get better ingredients?
No, partly because the government is not funding us enough and because our school hasn't put enough money towards kitchen garden.
Another question. Your school canteen has a new program, the Lentils as Anything program, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What do you think about Lentils as Anything system? Is it working?
In the beginning it was a complete disaster. People weren't paying, it was a mess, the food was rubbish. But now, after a few years, it's come together. Teachers are monitoring people who are paying. They've put set prices, which is kind of going against their tradition, but it's making them more money and the food's much better.
So what is the way of the theory of food?
Pay as you feel. So okay. You put a generous amount in, like $20 for a couple of meals. Mm-hmm. And that's how it originally was, their cafe in Abbotsford, but the school, they realised that it wasn't making enough money, having pay as you feel.
And you reckon, should the Lentils as Anything program go to other schools as well, if he is working at Collingwood?
Yes, if they know how to run it properly and they have good teachers there supporting it and the kids know they have to pay.
Well, that's all we have time for.
Earlier in the week, I interviewed Liam Farrington on his life. Today we'll be interviewing Liam on his life and school. So, Liam, when did you come to Melbourne?
Well, I came to Melbourne when I was 4 years old.
Where were you living before you came to Melbourne?
Tasmania, yeah, it's the southern part of it.
What was it like living in Tasmania?
I was too young to remember a lot of memories from it, but I remember growing up with my grandma in her house, yes.
Okay, what inspired your parents and you to move to Melbourne?
Work. My mum wanted to study to be a naturopath, and my dad came with so he could fund her study.
Okay, how's your life been living in Melbourne over the last few years?
Well, it's been dull, very dull for the last years, but for the last two, I've really enjoyed some new hobbies I've started.
Okay, what are these hobbies you talk about?
Well, music and sport.
Okay, and what sort of sport are you interested in?
Kayaking, slalom, canoe polo, sprint kayaking, you know.
Okay, tell us more about this kayaking thing, because most listeners might not know about what a canoe is.
Different from a kayak. A kayak has a closed cockpit and use a double-bladed shaft to paddle with. A canoe, on the other hand, is a long basin, bass shape, and you have a one-bladed shaft per person.
Okay, so how far have you come in kayaking from when you were young to now?
Well, I stopped kayaking when I was young, when I was 6, and picked up again when I was 11. Well, in these 2 years, I've gone from beginner to on the Australian team for canoe polo.
Okay, tell us a bit about your music life.
Well, I play in an orchestra for Saturday morning at the MYM program. And I'm also play French horn, private lessons, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so why did you choose French horn for an instrument?
Well, like my first instrument, the cello, it's very similar in the same role as an orchestra. I just love the sound of it. It's nice.
Sorry, that's all we have time for today.
This week, I'm just Smith Street, asking questions about Collingwood and what people thought about it.
Well, I work around here during the week. I actually live over on the other side of town, so I don't know that much about the place, but I enjoy Smith Street a lot, like the cafes, like the vibe and like the people around, so I'm pretty involved because I work for a community organisation that's sort of across the road, you know, on the Fitzroy side.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's a fun place to be around during the day, so I really like it.
All right. A question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the youth of Collingwood?
Yep. I actually work with a youth organisation over on just past Napier Street. So we see a lot of... a lot of younger kids, actually, not youth, more children, but there's vibrant bunch of people, which is really good. Very friendly, very talkative. They come up to you and ask you questions for the radio. It's great.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, and last question.
Yep.
What do you think of swine flu?
I think nothing of swine flu.
Good. Thanks for
time. No worries. Thanks very much.
Earlier, I too hit the streets of Collingwood to ask a Melburnian's views of Collingwood. So, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
My name's Kez, and I work at St. Luke in Smith Street in Collingwood, and I'm an artist.
Okay, so what do you think of Collingwood?
I love Collingwood. It's really diverse ethnically, socially, culturally. It's like a melting pot for artists and creativity.
What's your view of young people in Collingwood?
I've never thought about that before. Am I still a young person? I don't know.
Okay, what do you think of swine flu?
I heard that we have some swine flu around here, but I don't watch TV or read the paper, so I'm kind of out of the loop with that. I'm not really worried about it.
Okay, thanks for your time. Bye.
Thank you for your time. He's Priya. I'm Liam. This is
CCCR Radio Podcasts.
Broadcasting from a suburb that cannot be mentioned for legal reasons. We are from the school that cannot be mentioned for legal reasons.
And leave you now with a song by Beck.
Goodbye.